This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Mark Brown. Mark is Director of Field Services with Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock. We'll talk cotton in just a moment. First off, let's talk soybeans. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with USDA. Looks at crop condition.
70% good to excellent, 6% very poor to poor. So net improvement from the previous week compared to last year at this time when we were sitting at 67% good to excellent and 8% very poor to poor. We are a little better. Like corn, very few individual states even are reaching into the double digits for very poor to poor ratings, led by Michigan, 16% very poor to poor. Elsewhere on that list, Tennessee at 12%, Indiana 11%. And that is it. Everybody else, single digits, very poor to poor.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today we're joined by Mark Brown. Mark is Director of Field Services with Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers. All right, Mark, let's talk cotton for a moment. And when we talk about Plains Cotton Growers, what kind of an area are we talking about? Roughly how many acres of cotton are we referencing here?
Yes, sir. Well, Tony, the Plains Cotton Growers organization, we cover 42 counties across the High Plains of Texas. So that's almost all of the northern panhandle of Texas, with the exception of some counties that are down off the edge of the Caprock. And then that's most of those southern High Plains counties. And then we take in just a little bit of the Permian Basin as we go down south. And we cover from Big Spring down across to Midland. And in fact, just today I was down in that Big Spring area and also in the Martin County area today. And so it's interesting to see how our crop is shaping up. Across the South Plains, the crop really looks good and is holding up well to the heat. We're fortunate, Tony, that we have not had as many 100-degree plus days as what we've typically had. In fact, we've had about 3 days thus far in July with a potential in the 10-day forecast of another one or two of those. But prior to that, we've only had about 4 days above 100 in May and June. So we've had very near normal, or very near perfect, I should say, heat unit accumulation for cotton as far as this year goes. As we look across the area, our crop is a little bit behind, perhaps, maybe 10 days behind. Some of this crop is late. In fact, we've got some fields that are not in bloom as of yet, and we'd like to see everything in bloom. But if we can get fields close to blooming by the 1st of August, then we should still have about 3 weeks to set fruit in that Lubbock area prior to the time that what we consider to be the last effective bloom date.
Okay. And again, we're talking about a crop that's in different shape than what the area has been used to over the last few years. We've been dealing with drought in that area, right?
We have been, Tony, and so for the last three seasons, we've dealt with drought situations, and last year, we thought we were in good shape at about this time, and then it really turned off hot and dry, and unfortunately, we just had excessive heat in 2024 that really put the kibosh on the crop, and so we don't know what August holds for us. But we do know that in the forecast, we've got some chances of rain, and it's been so nice to get some continued rain throughout June and July. And so that's been really good. So we'll have to see what the heat holds, but as I said, up to this point, we've not had that long string of 100-degree days like we've had the last several years. And actually, for the first time in a long time, if you look on the recent drought map, We're clear of drought this year. So things have really looked different. Now, of course, we know the price for cotton is not good. So there were a lot of alternative crops that were planted early on. And then in addition, some of the young cotton experienced a lot of sand and wind and hail damage early on. So unfortunately, we lost some of those early planted fields that did not go back to cotton. But you get south of Lubbock, there was quite a bit of replanted cotton. As I mentioned, I've been down in Big Spring today. In that Big Spring and Knott area, there is just not very much cotton once again this year. They got a very heavy rainfall late that took out a lot of the planted cotton that was just trying to emerge. And I was seeing today that there's a lot of fallow ground down there around that Big Spring area. Also, a lot of producers have gone in and planted a late crop of either grain sorghum or hay grazer down in that area. You go up north, once again, acres have been much reduced in those northern counties due to the fact of producers looking at alternative crops that might offer a little less cost in terms of inputs than cotton would.
We're talking with Mark Brown, Plains Cotton Growers, on the Agribusiness Report.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Special guest Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers. Mark, let's talk about, just the fact that you've had a little more moisture. Are you seeing some pest issues in the cotton?
Yes. Well, along with the rain, that has brought a lot of weeds. And along with weeds and a little more diversity out there in the fields, then we have seen opportunities for pests to build up out there, somewhat more so than we have the last several years when we've experienced such drought. And so we have had some pest issues. Now, fortunately, for most people, it has not been anything that has been just terrible pest pressure, but we have had to watch fields. Aphids have been a concern this year, and I don't remember the last time that we've had aphid pressure. Now, fortunately, with that rainfall, with those weeds, also we see a lot of beneficials out in the fields. And where people have been careful and have been patient, in many cases, I'm hearing consultants talking about the fact that these aphids are being taken out by the beneficial populations, which is a very good thing. And then also we have a different type of insecticide chemistry than we did many years ago, and that is also softer on the beneficials and tends not to cause aphids to explode behind an insecticide application. Some people have had to manage flea hoppers, and in many fields we've had above threshold levels of flea hoppers, and so those had to be sprayed. Also, where we put out plant growth regulators, in some cases people put out an application to manage insects at that point in time. And so far, we have, I think, done a good job of keeping a handle on the pest populations and also allowing time for those beneficials to come in and to clean up a lot of those populations naturally. And that's always a good thing.
We're talking with Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers on the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today is Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers in the Southern High Plains. And Mark, we've talked about how the cotton industry just hasn't been able to make a crop in the past. That's affected the infrastructure. What's happening on that front?
Well, Tony, the infrastructure has suffered tremendously, there's no doubt. And like you say, they don't have the type of safety net that producers have with crop insurance and with the farm bill that tends to help somewhat. Now, we're fortunate for the producers in that the disaster program, the disaster funding that was passed back in last December is now being pushed out the door. And so the county FSA offices have sent out those pre-filled applications, and producers have been in the process of getting those turned back into the county FSA office. And so there is some relief coming from the disaster program. And also, fortunately, in that big, beautiful bill, we had some funds that were in there in order for us to be able to increase reference prices for PLC, and that will be effective as of this 2025 crop. Now, back to the infrastructure, one of the things that we were successful in being able to accomplish this year is to get some help from the state of Texas, and through the state legislature, they recognized how difficult the situation, how dire the situation is actually for a very important infrastructure throughout the state of Texas. And so there has been a program through House Bill 43, which is now having some guidelines set and having an oversight committee put in place. And in the fall, there will be the opportunity for gins and warehouses and other infrastructure businesses that have experienced tremendous losses over the last 3 years just because of the lack of production out here, and they will be able to make applications for either grants or low interest loans that should help that sector of the industry. And they, as I mentioned, they have suffered greatly. And we hope that in most of these counties we'll have enough of a crop this year that production will come up and we'll be in better shape than we have been in the last 3 years. And that's what we need. We just need to need production so that we can run that through the entire system, and that would help out all of the industry tremendously.
Mark, if we want to keep up with Plains Cotton Growers, can we find you online?
Yes, sir, absolutely. You can always find us at plainscotton.org. And if you go to that website, you'll see our weekly newsletters there. You can keep up with us through that newsletter, and you can sign up on the email list to actually receive those in your email box. And then always you can follow us on several different social media platforms as well. So, but the best place to get started is either to call our office or to reach us at plainscotton.org.
Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers on today's Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
A reminder to those eligible producers wishing to nominate themselves or a farmer in their USDA Farm Service Agency local service area.
All nomination forms must be postmarked or received in the local FSA office by August 1st.
This Friday, according to FSA Administrator Bill Beam, among the duties of county committee members,
committees enable producers to make important decisions on how federal programs are administered locally to best serve local community needs, make determinations on hiring decisions, or assist with local education or outreach efforts.
More details about county committee nominations, eligibility requirements, and the election process are available through local FSA offices or online at www.fsa.usda.gov/elections. Elections will take place this November. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.